أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما. صدق الله العظيم. إن شاء الله we go on to the first quality in the ayah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Ibadur Rahman. And essentially this quality has different dimensions to it. We spoke about three important aspects thus far. One about Allah Ta'ala Himself, Ar-Rahman, the most extremely kind and compassionate, who is ever willing to embrace us. If we walk towards Allah, Allah Ta'ala runs towards us. In that, the little that we do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala amplifies and multiplies the reward. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the doors and pours down hidayat, tawfiq upon us to carry out the deeds. The second, the abd, and that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who we are told to emulate in the Quran Sharif. Like Allah Ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ, that Allah Ta'ala has made Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an excellent example for you, O Ummat. So in every aspect, whether it is the internal life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether it is the external actions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in every aspect, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best example to follow. Generally, as humans, we are prone to follow others. Very few are those that will set the path. Most will follow. And instead of following everyone and everything else, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set the excellent example in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then thereafter, the Sahaba that followed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the third, the component that is myself and each one of us, the person that is aspiring to become the abd of Allah Rabbul Izzat, aspiring to become the slave of Allah Ta'ala, together with becoming the abid, the worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, we discussed the words of Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, who concisely described Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, khuluquhu al-Qur'an, that his way of life, his character, his personality was the Qur'an par excellence. So if we follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then obviously we are following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command. Now when we look at this ayat, الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا, and again and again and again we will find in every verse, in every word, the beauty of the Quran, showing the wisdom of Allah Ta'ala and also showing the might of Allah Rabbul Izzat. That in this short, brief span of the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights to us many different qualities that we are supposed to inculcate, and inshallah we'll discuss them one by one. The one is humility, to bring humility into our lives. The second is tolerance, to become tolerant and to be able to tolerate whatever difficulties people may impose upon us in any which way, whether it is physical, whether it is emotional, in any way, we are able to lift the threshold of tolerance. And then together with that, the mannerism in which we would speak to others, is it going to be in a harsh tone? Is it going to be hard words? Or are we going to bring about this beautiful quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the manner in which he spoke? And then the fourth is to rid ourselves of pride, arrogance, haughtiness and all of that. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا, The slaves of Allah Ta'ala, the Ibadur Rahman, the slaves of the extremely merciful, الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا, are those who walk on the earth with humility. Now, when we look at this part of it, is it that we are only told to walk with humility? In every other aspect of our life then, should we not have humility? Or is it something that is in every part of our life, in every aspect of our life? Allama Alusi Rahmatullah Ali says that the ayat, although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the expression Alladina Yamshuna Alal Ardi Hauna, in other verses of the Quran also Allah Ta'ala has used this term, وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَخْرِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَلَنْ تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالَ طُولًا, in Surah Bani Israel. And then Luqman the wise, when he advised his sons, one of the advice was, وَلَا تُسَعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. This expression that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used has much for us to discuss. But the important aspect of it is that in every aspect of our life, we bring about humility. We are sitting in our offices as employers, as the bosses. Then also there needs to be humility. In other parts of our business life, as a buyer, a trader, a seller, in every aspect of our life, there needs to be humility, and we need to rid ourselves of arrogance and haughtiness. When we are at home with our families, also there needs to be humility, and we need to rid ourselves of arrogance and pride and haughtiness and boastfulness. Whether we are in the masjid, we need again to be humble. But then we won't only concise or restrict ourselves to being humble in the masjid and not everywhere else. Whilst we are driving, not only when we are walking, in every respect, in every aspect, the humility of a believer is supposed to be par excellent. And of course, it is not something that a person probably can take a capsule and then humility will start coming into us, or we can take some kind of supplement and humility would come to us. It is something that we need to work on. It is something that we need to address ourselves. It is something that we need to be at it at all times. Check, introspect, be ruthlessly honest in the fact that whether I am a humble person or not, and then bring it in every aspect of our life, and then we will see the difference, and we will see then how we latch on to Allah Ta'ala, because pride and arrogance is something that becomes a barrier between us and Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used this term, this phrase, وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. Why did Allah Ta'ala use it? الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا. Why did Allah Ta'ala use this? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first wants to show us the most important lesson of our life. That as human beings, we need to ask ourselves, where have we come from? Where have we come from? What did Allah Ta'ala create us from? It is immaterial of our financial accumulations. We may have millions, we may have billions. It is immaterial of our academic achievements that we may have great heights in so far as our academics are concerned, whether we are PhD or doctors and have our doctorate and whatever, and immaterial of our status and position in society. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us of the very simple, the basic and the first lesson of our life. Minha khalaqnakum wa fiha nu'idukum wa minha nukhrijukum taratan ukhra. The first is, where have we come from? We have come from earth. We have come from this very ground. And when we look at the creation and the makhluk of Allah Ta'ala, we will find that Allah Ta'ala did not give a very high profile to the earth itself. It shows its humility, it shows its subduedness, and it shows that it is one that is always humbled. And hence in this way, Allah Ta'ala also then reminds us the second lesson. Where are we going to? Minha khalaqnakum wa fiha nu'idukum. And in it you are going to be returned. Look at the Qabristan, how full it got in such a small span of time, such a short span of time. What does that tell us? That we all are destined towards it, we all are going to go to it. So what is the use of having any pride whatsoever? And then Allah Ta'ala is saying, وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى, that tomorrow when we stand on the day of Qiyamah, once more we are going to be resurrected from that very same ground, and we're going to be standing unclothed in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forces us, if we ever think about it, if we can ponder about it, Allah forces us about where we have come from and where we are going to, what is the journey, and how are we then going to live this life to make this journey a successful one, and obviously the ultimate destination standing in front of Allah Ta'ala. Together with that, in Surah Mulk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us a very valuable lesson with regards to the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ ذَلُولًا. It is Allah Ta'ala who has created the earth. And look at the word that Allah Ta'ala uses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word ذَلُول. ذَلُول, one meaning would be that it is humble, and together with that it is submissive. It is Allah Ta'ala who created for you the earth, submissive, that whatever your needs be insofar as your foods are concerned, all of it the earth produces for you. In other words, it is submissive to you. Allah Ta'ala has created it, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to bring this humbleness and submit ourselves to Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.